officially, Happy Mother's Day to every mother now. If you are a mother in here, wave your hand. Thank God for you. Thank God for what you've done. We've got something special for you at the end of service that we want to give to you. All right. And then also in the fellowship hall after service, you can take your family. And we have a professional photographer who is down there that's going to take a shot of every mother in their family. So you can get your picture taken this morning. All right. Psalms chapter 25 is where I'm going to be. I'm in my sermon series called Searching. Somebody say, what's next?
What's next?
Somebody say it again, what's next?
What's next?
This question, many of us ask it out of disappointment. A tragedy happens and you say, what's next? Brother Ron, I was on my HSU's campus and I said, y'all got construction everywhere. And I often wonder, what's next? Anybody in MTSU alumni out here? MTSU, do y'all remember when there was no student union, it was just the KUC? I went there for one semester. And you walk on campus and you see something new and you wonder, what you going to do next? Next is normally asked out of a place of disgruntled. We got to figure out what's going to do next. But I want to tell you, next can be one of the greatest discoveries in your life. I walk around this building praying, God, what's next? Obviously, we need to build a building, but what do you want to do next? Whose life do you want to bless next? In your life, you got to ask yourself, what's next? What am I going to do next? Because if I don't take care of my opportunity for next moment, I'll continue to repeat my now. And I told you last week, with now, we cannot stay here. We have to go there. Next, life is full of next moments. How many of y'all grew up in a church where they had testimony service? How many have no idea what testimony service is? Let me tell you what testimony service is. We had two people that stood up front, and they would let people tell their stories. Some stories should have never been told. They should have been left between them and God and forgotten. I say this all the time. Some people testify, and some test the lie. Some of this stuff never happened. And people would just, what it was supposed to be is that people would testify the goodness of God.
Yeah.
And all that he's done. And here's the reality is, many of us have testimonies that God delivered you from drugs. I'm just kind of curious there. I love to share stories like this. Anybody God ever delivered you from drugs? God delivered you from drugs? Yeah. Amazing testimony.
Yes.
Anybody God delivered you from depression?
Yes.
Both of my hands. God, it's amazing in that fact. God delivers you from many things. But here's the reality is, God can do more than what he did last. And we solicit testimony service so that when people were up testifying, we could finish their testimony.
Yes.
So we knew what they were going to say next. And I'm thinking, ain't God done more than deliver you from drugs? He delivers you for a reason. You got to ask yourself, what's next?
Oh, yes.
How many married people do I have in the room right now? Wave your hand. Here's the reality. You get married. You have this big wedding. People come. They don't remember your colors. They don't remember nothing. You put all that money and planning into it, and you have all these pictures you're on social media. And like, oh, you see that wedding? You go, you may not have had a wedding, but you may have a destination wedding. And one day you roll over and look at each other in the bed and be like, what's next? We done had the wedding. I done prayed you in. God done blessed me with my Boaz. He done blessed me with my roof. God done gave you this. And then you got to look at each other like, we got to live with each other now. What's next? Somebody say, what's next?
What's next?
Hey, how many parents do I have in the room? How many know them little kids get older? They get expensive. And then you see somebody walk in with a little baby, and you get baby fever again, like, I wish mine were that little again. Somebody said, oh, not today. And you want to capture them at a, I want you guys to notice something. A person pointed this out to me once. I want you to notice this. If you'll notice, the older a person gets, particularly when they're a kid, the less people speak to them. Little baby can walk in, everybody hugs him. I say, well, walk home from church. How did you get $20? Who gave you this? You get home with candy. But the older he gets, the less interaction they normally get with people outside of their parents. I want to challenge this congregation. I don't care if they're 5 or they're 15. Sit down and have a conversation with them. You may not like the way they wear their pants. You may not like the way they got earrings and stuff in. But if you have a conversation, you'll see there's a person behind what you see. So I think people ought to be engaged with, not just when they're little babies, but when they go to teenage years.
Yes.
Engage with them. But as a parent, you always got to ask yourself this question, what's next? I am 42 years old, and my dad is 54. Now, I don't know how old that is. He's in the 60s. They look young. But watch this. He'll never stop being my dad. Do you know that you'll never stop being a parent? I don't care. You ever notice this? I've been to visit people in the hospital, and I visited this lady once. She said, oh, I can't wait for my baby to get here. I thought she was a little grandkid to walk in. Her grown 67-year-old son walked in, oh, my baby's here. They never stop being your baby. But as a parent, you always got to ask yourself, what's next?
Yeah.
What's next for us as a married couple? Or what's next for them as a child? Tragedy ever hit anybody's life in here? Who's ever had tragedy?
Yeah.
I remember when my brother and sister passed, I looked and to myself, I asked myself this question, what's next? Am I next?
Right.
God, am I the ones gonna die next? Or is everything that's close to me gonna be taken away? When tragedy happens, you often ask yourself this question, what can happen now? Y'all looking at me strange, but your washing machine broke and you went out and your car wouldn't start. You know, cussed everybody out, including the fish and the fish bowl. God, what in the world is next? Success happens. You get the money, you get the house, you get the job, and you get it, and you still got this feeling of wanting inside of you, and you ask yourself, what's next?
Yeah.
You tell them they bought a top of the line car from you. There's a 2018, 2019 that comes out, but they don't know 2020 is coming.
All right.
And just when you bought something new, something's coming. Next. We're on this ever-ending search of next. If you ever find yourself in this place, I want to give you six things to do when you're searching for what's next. It's in Psalms chapter 25, verse 4. Are you with me?
Yeah.
The first thing to do is to notice this. Well, number one, God has already prepared your next.
Yes.
Say it with me. God has already prepared,
my next.
Psalms 25:4 is on the screen. You can follow with me on your Bible. It says, show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. When you begin to search for next, you'll find out there's a whole lot of options for you to pick from.
Yes.
Anybody remember the day when you were trying to knock down the door to find a job? And then all of a sudden, now, yes, you remember that day.
Yeah.
Danielle, keep living. You're going to have 10 headhunters calling you. And you're going to have to figure out any, meeny, miny, mo. I don't know which way to go. A life of options can be a life of frustration.
That's right.
Because most of us are just trying to kick down one door. But when you've got many options in front of you, you are sitting here wondering, what do I do
next?
When you are in a position, knowing that God has prepared your next for you, there's something that's going to be very uncomfortable that I want you to do. I want you to get yourself a mirror out and look yourself in the mirror and ask and be honest with yourself. Where am I right now, really?
Yes.
You know what? We can tell people a story, whatever we want to tell them.
Yes.
You can paint the picture through social media. You can paint the picture through your words, how beautiful your life is. I often say this. I want to prophesy this over my life. I want my life to be as pretty as I post.
That's good.
I do. Because I post look real pretty. Nobody posts a bad moment in their life. Unless you, look, not right there. But normally we post things that are great. Watch this. But I want you to take a look in the mirror because here, you can't lie to you. You can try it, but you really know it's you. You ever had that moment where you had to look yourself in the face and be like, come on, man, for real?
Yeah.
I can tell you whatever I want to tell you, but I can never escape me. I want you to be honest with yourself and locate where you are because your next has to be located based on what God is doing inside of you.
Amen.
Not the story you tell people, but where are you really in this stage of your life?
Yes.
And you got to find the right path based on what God is doing inside of you. Here's good news. There's no need to panic. God has your next already prepared for you.
Yes.
Number two is this. After you be honest with yourself, realize God has next, you got to do this. God's going to lead you into your next by truth and teaching. I hope I can walk you through this because many of you were at a place where I know I can't stay here, but I got to get to there. But in between here is a funny place.
Yes.
Here's what you got to do. Know that God's going to lead you between truth and teaching. And can I be honest and say something this here? Most of us have never really experienced leadership. You've experienced people telling you what to do. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between leading somebody. Leading is getting people to buy in on the journey. Telling somebody what to do is grab them, you're going to do this. Leading is, you look nice today. Leading is, I love what you're doing with yourself. Leading is, all my life, pray for someone like that. Telling what to do is, we going out tonight, we are going to have a good time. You yanking them up. Hi, y'all, this is my wife. She's sitting there looking like, don't get this picture over with. Let's get this over with. Leading is winning somebody's heart.
Yes.
What God wants to do versus, here's what most people want to do happen in church. You want God to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Should I break up with him? Should I? We ask God questions like that. And the reality is, you can break up with five of them, and if you don't know you, you're going to find another them.
All right.
Not you nothing. God wants to locate you. He wants to lead your heart for truth and teaching. And here's the challenge about truth. There's a difference between being honest and telling the truth.
Yes.
Let me just say this. Bible truth. Honesty is when I tell you the facts of my life. Honest is when I be honest and say, you hurt my feelings. I'm angry because you hurt my feelings. Honest is, this is what's happened right here. You've been threatened with the truth and you run from the truth. People have told you this. You better be careful because the truth will come out. And when I tell you this, you're about to shake on the inside. I hope the truth come out on you. Some of you are like, oh my God. Oh no. No, you don't know. No. The reason why you're seeing that is you're afraid of the facts coming out.
Yeah.
But the facts are not the truth. Watch this. It's a fact that the sun rises in the east, was it set in the west? That ain't the truth. The sun don't rise nor set. It just revolves around its axis. The earth revolves around the sun. Fact is, you're sick in your body right now. But the truth is, by his stripes, you're healed. The truth is what God says about your situation. You got to be honest about where you are, but you got to grab his truth. Because if you don't grab his truth, you'll go do next based on a lie. And if you do next based on a lie, you're going to repeat your now. And I want next, not just what I got right now. I got it. What does God say? Let me say something here. I want to know what God is saying, the truth about my situation. The next thing is this. I got to be teachable. Look at your neighbor and say, I got to be teachable. Matter of fact, let's try this. Look at your neighbor and say, I don't know everything. Let's go and get this out of the way. Say, I'm sorry. I don't always get it right. Say, please forgive me. Watch this. Nobody passed out. We ain't doing no funerals. That did not kill you. You don't know what's next. So God wants to teach you how to handle next. Here's one of the greatest. It had to be, my father bought me a car at 15. But he taught me. And he said, you can drive to school, don't you take nobody nowhere. You go from school to home, got a basketball practice, all this stuff like that. It had to be hard for him to release that level of authority because I could have driven head on and killed myself and somebody else. You're releasing this influence into my life. Here's the reality. He didn't just teach me how to drive. He taught me how to be a man. He taught me how to make decisions so that when I'm put in certain situations, I know how to use my own judgment to handle the situation.
Right.
What God is trying to do, and for you as well, is to get you in a situation where you know how to make decisions.
Yes.
Not just tell you what to do. When you lead somebody, okay, they know how to make a decision based off what's inside of them.
Yes.
Trying to get you to your, somebody to say next.
Yes.
The third thing is this, and I had some shouters a minute ago. And this is shouting stuff right here.
Yeah.
You don't have the power or the authority to ruin your next.
Thank you.
And I stop and ask some people some questions. Anybody make some mistakes in here? Anybody done some stuff that you wish you could take back? I got good news for you. You've not ruined your next.
All right.
You're not that smart. You're not that strong. You think you can out-wrestle God? You think you can outwit or outsmart God? You may not get what you had back, but you're going to get what God wants you to have. In the name of
Jesus.
Psalm 25:6 says this. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown for long ages past. He's making his case to God, like an attorney. He said, don't remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Somebody just shout, God, right there. Please don't remember the dumb stuff that I did. Please don't remember, because most of you got a testimony, but there's really a story you never told nobody.
All right.
You all right in here? God, don't remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. Anybody know the word in here? He shows the proper path to those who go astray. Here's good news for you. If you're in the wrong place, the right place is still available.
All right.
You have not ruined your next.
Yeah.
You cannot mess up God's plan for your life. You have to learn how to trust God. Even when you can't trace it, that God, you're not measuring me by my past. You're measuring me by what you've created me to be. Somebody asked me a question, I think Wednesday night, about trust. They said, when trust is destroyed, will you ever get it back? And my response, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me in that moment, says, no. You'll never get back to where you once were, but you will get to where you need to be.
All right.
God, you may not never get that back, but God will put you right where you need to be. Say I lived a crazy life. I did some crazy stuff. I can't go back to my 30s. I can't go back to my 20s. But God can make a 42-year-old life look the way it's supposed to look. He justifies you just as if you've never done a thing. Somebody ought to praise God right there because he deals with you. You're going to get a home loan. They're going to look at your credit score. And they're going to give you amount of money based off what you've done. You're going to go get a job. They're going to look at your background report. Let me see how crazy you've been in your past.
Yeah.
Are you good? We can let you walk in here. God does not consult your past for your next.
Yeah.
God consults the image that he created you to be. Anybody glad in here that God sees your potential? Anybody glad that he looks beyond all of your faults? Help talk back to you. And he sees your... Somebody ought to be excited about that right there. Somebody say, I'm not ruined
my next.
Say it till you get it. I'm not ruined
my next.
Say, I'm not ruined
my next.
Since you know that, don't you settle when your next comes.
All right.
We have the ability to settle because of things that have happened to us. You can pray. You have mothers who praise mothers that you pray for your child. When your baby is growing up, Lord, let my baby go to Harvard to medical school. Let him be a great doctor. Let him write books like Ben Carson and do great things. Your baby start fighting in school. Lord, just let him graduate high school. Lord, please. He start doing, he act like he don't want to go to high school. Lord, just don't let him kill himself. You compromise your purpose because of your testimony. I want to tell somebody here, I don't care what's happened in your life. I don't care what you experience. Your next is better than anything you ever had. Ladies, I don't care what you dated. You could have dated every fool in 3137, 127, 8, 9, 10, and 11. I want to tell you, your Boaz is out there for you. I don't care. You may have made the craziest people that know. I don't care what's happened in your past.
Yes.
You don't compromise your next because of your testimony. You declare what God has for me, it is for me. And when Satan tries to mess with you because of your past, you tell Satan, I'm not ruining my next. God has it for me.
Oh, yes.
Number four is this. You got to learn to do what works and what is right for your next. Psalms 25 and 9 says this. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way.
Amen.
You got to figure out what's right for you, because here's the reality. Kerry Holman could do some things that Jason Scales couldn't do.
That's right.
Because I have weaknesses that he does not have. I have strengths that he does not have.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You cannot live a life just, okay, they're doing that, so maybe I should do this. Let me give you a prime example. I used to watch my, they say, sons model their fathers. I watch my father shave, and when hair started growing on my face, I'm going to shave like that. So what did dad, I did? I took daddy's shaving cream, and I took daddy's razor. Daddy's face was smooth. Not only have a smooth, my dad did walk. We would walk down the road and just waving at him. Smooth. I told you, man, I got my outcast. Ain't nobody dope with me. I'm so fresh with man. My dad just smooth. Just walk. I said, my dad's face smooth. My face going to be smooth. I took his shaving cream and I took his razor. I bumped up like a little grimmer. Oh, my face looked horrible. I'm sitting there talking to people, trying to tuck my head. I said, it worked for his face.
Come on.
Why didn't it work for me?
Yeah.
Then I found out that the end result was the same, but the process was different. My skin grows different than him. And my hair grows different. When my hair grows out, it comes back in. It looks back in my skin, and I get hair bumps. I had to learn that my face was cut by clippers, and I cannot shave with razors. Many of you are looking at other people's lives and saying, huh, they got married by 25. They had kids by 27. They made six figures by the time they were 30. They already bought a house. Why we ain't bought no house? You got all these things going on when you're comparing your now to their next.
Yeah.
And God said, you got to understand the process of where I have you. Because what I do for one, I won't get you to the same place, but it's a different process. And if you try to repeat that process, all their kids on the honor roll, all their kids are doing this, our kids are better than they can see. You have no, can I be honest with you? How many of you doing pretty good for yourself that you were not a 4.0 in college? You were not a 4.0 in high school? I'm not telling you to settle for second best, but I'm telling you it's okay if you're not at the top right now. Because your next is better than where you are right now. You get what I'm saying? I got off track there. So I know this about my skin, right? I'm traveling on a business trip. I forgot my clippers. I can't go in front of the client looking crazy. I go to Walmart. I buy the Aveeno shave gel. I buy a razor. And I pray, Father in Jesus' name, don't let me go in here looking like a gremlin. Y'all, that's what happened. And no prayer, I pray. They're going to stop that gremlin coming out. Here's the reality. I learned the process. You buy bump control. You put it on your face. Don't use razors, Jason. Use clippers. The same process that cleaned it up when I didn't know was the same process that cleaned it up when I did know. God's got coverage for you if you make an intentional mistake or if you make a mistake because I just did not know. It still works. I didn't look at that bump patrol and ask me, fool, you already knew your face is going to break out. It did not care. It works because it works.
Yeah.
That's why you can't ruin your next, because the word of God, you can't change it, but it will change you. And I don't care what situation you're in, you learn your process. That's why it says the humble do what's right.
Yeah.
Figure out what's right for you, and it will turn out in your favor.
Yeah.
I'm talking to anybody in here.
Oh, yeah.
Tell somebody to take the pressure off yourself.
Yeah,
God, I thought I'd be finished with this by now. I thought I'd done graduated from law school. I thought I'd be married by now. And I'm sitting here, and you sitting there mad at somebody else's wedding. You can't even enjoy their wedding with all the stuff that's going on. No, you celebrate people. Why? Because your next is coming. Number five. And I hope y'all all listen to me on this. While you wait for your next, share the love and faithfulness you are receiving. Psalms 25 and 10 says this. The Lord leads, watch, he leads with unfailing love and faithfulness all who keep his covenant and obey his demands. Why do you think I pointed this out? Because when you're in your next, you're irritable. I'm not where, I don't want to be here, but I'm not there yet. And it's easy to get irritated by stupid stuff. It's easy to treat people how you feel. Do me a favor, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
it is never okay
to treat people.
How you feel.
Look at it and say, you should treat people.
You should treat people.
Based on what's right. Not based on how you feel.
Yeah,
if you ever meet somebody, I know it ain't none of y'all in here, but if they have a good day, they just loving on you. But if they having a bad day, stay right there. God bless you. I see you. Brother out there taking pictures when y'all walking in. Not today, brother. We live based on how we feel. Here's the reality about your feelings. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. And you can't govern your life by how you feel. You live by faith. You say, I don't feel it every day. You don't got to feel it. You got to faith it. Faith says, God, you said it. I believe it. Your emotions. Get yourself in line with what God said.
Right.
Can I tell y'all the truth? Y'all sitting here praising God. But if we brought them little children in here in children's church, oh, they got many of mental and emotional scars from how we treat them, how we felt.
Yes.
One day they could have said, Mama, 10 times you love on them, kiss on them. And the next time you look at them, I wish you would. I wish you would. You got to realize this, that next is in your hand. And you can't look at next based off how you feel. You got to share the faithfulness and love God gives you. Anybody glad in here that God is patient with you?
Yes.
We say we thank God for a second chance, but how many on y'all 2,000 second chance? Anybody that's going to be honest, how many glad that God's been faithful and patient to you? Oh, how many of you been a bully in certain situations? God, he told you the same thing. The same thing you whipped your kid for and punished them for, took their cell phone and their allowance. God gave you another chance. I'm not telling you not to, our next ain't go home and give them the cell phone and all this stuff. What I'm saying is the same thing. You got to have the same patience.
Yeah.
With others. And watch, you know what patience is? Patience ain't saying, you really messed up that time. It ain't saying it's okay. It said, I'm going to give you another chance to get it right. That's why God has unfailing love. So it's not okay to treat people how I feel. The last thing is this. You got to honor who next is in. You got to honor who next is in. Psalms 25 and 11 says this. For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. You probably could have put 10 more there. He said, verse 12. Who are those who fear the Lord? That's those who honor. He will show them the path they should choose. When you honor God, he will direct your path. They will live in prosperity. That prosperity is not clothes, cash, and cribs.
All right.
That's whatever you touch prospers.
All right.
That's wherever you go, the blessing of the Lord is there. Because you can't buy prosperity in Macy's, Saks. You can't buy your car. Your car is what you chose to buy. God wants you, he don't want you driving the car to break down every week. But prosperity is not material things. Prosperity is on the inside. You're right in here. He said you will live in prosperity and your children will inherit the land. Father, I thank you that scales for generations to come will inherit the land. I thank you for harvest for generations to come are going to inherit the canons. All the people in here, your children are going to inherit the land. Why? Because next is in them.
Yes.
Next is in your children.
Yes.
God makes known to us things. Here's the word, verse 24. Let me read verse 14. It says, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Here's some secret you have because you're with God. God makes known to us things that are coming before he shares them with the world because we're in covenant with him. God knows what he wants to happen in this world, so he puts next inside of us and he shares it with us. That's why we should honor people. It's amazing. We treat people horrible. We put burdens on them. We talk to them crazy and then expect next to come out of them. Look at your neighbor and say,
you know who I was.
You treat me different.
Tell
them, if you really knew who I was,
you
would honor me. Tell them, next is in me.
Yes.
Next is in me. Anybody listening here? Next is in you. You know why I'm excited about it? Y'all, I'm starting to get a little more excited about that. Next was in you.
Yeah.
Here's why I'm excited about that, because next was in somebody. You ever notice this? Instagram. Instagram is the most valuable photo company, but they sell no cameras. That was in somebody. That was somebody's next.
Yeah.
Uber is the world's largest taxi company, but they own no cars.
Uh-huh.
Somebody was sitting there and they said, I don't have $100,000 to buy me 10 taxis. I wonder if I can get people to use their own car, and I'll get them to look credible. And they put a machine in their car where I take their money and get a percentage of it, and they take people around. They sit at their house right now waiting for them, and they'll show up in front of this church right now. That was in somebody, and they don't own one car.
Right.
Notice this. Facebook, they may argue with you and say they're not a media company, but I believe Facebook is a media company. They're the largest media provider, but they provide no content. They create no content. Sony and all these people produce major motion pictures, but Facebook is the largest media company, but creates no content. Netflix is the largest growing television network. But here's the thing, they lay no cables. If you want a Netflix, you can get it right now. They ain't got to say, we're going to be at your house the next Tuesday between the hours of 8 and 3:30. I don't know when we're going to come, but we're going to show up. You want to put it in your phone and give them the credit card. You got it right now. That was in somebody. Airbnb is the largest accommodation provider, but they own no real estate. They have no overhead. They use your house on days you don't want to be there. They're using us and making money, and you getting a little cut of it. Think about this. That was in somebody's next. When you honor people who next is in, you think Instagram was something. You think Facebook was something. You think Uber was something. You put your kids in the right position. You put yourself in the right position. You treat people right and you have no clue. They may be tearing stuff up and putting it back together. Tell them, hey, I'm going to give you something to put together. But don't ruin it on the inside of them, because next is coming out of them.
Oh, yes.
A person's trying to figure life out. They're going here trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure it out. Get them in a place and honor them where they can get next out of them.
Yes.
When you honor people, next comes out of them.
Right.
You know why? I don't like folding clothes. I really don't like washing clothes. I really don't like cleaning up. I leave my clothes in the. I use my clothes out of the dryer, out of the little basket. After they wash them, I won't put them up. But you know why I do it now? Because she said she wanted to go back to school.
Yeah.
I'm cooking dinner and she coming home, and me and Isaiah sitting there, dinner ready. I'm saying, man, she wants to be cooking for me. No. I'm doing homework with him. You know why? Because she's in school.
That's all right.
She's working.
Yes.
And next is dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care if y'all clap. Fold them the way she want to get them folded. I don't put them up when she want to put up. Y'all clap one time. And she make out if you like them folded. But I know next is in
it.
And I want to honor this stage of her life by giving her the freedom to do what she can do. You know why we're not seeing next? Because we're not honoring the people around us. I know they can be trifling, they can be all kind of nuts, but when you honor them, you want to pull out of them what God placed inside of them. And when we put our egos to the side, when we put all these things to the side, somebody say, I got next! If you honor me, you're going to come out. And stand to your feet all over the building. I got next. Can I walk you back through? Walk you back through. God's already prepared you next. I want you to get this. God will lead you, not tell you what to do. He'll lead you. It's by you. By truth and by teaching. You can't ruin your next. You don't have that much power. You got to learn how to do what works and what writes for you for your next. Watch this. You can't treat people how you feel in your next. Treat them based on what's right. The last thing is this. Honor who next is in.
Yes.
You'll see tremendous things out. Bow your head. If you want individual prayer, we've got a prayer room downstairs you can go to after service. If you want to give your heart to the Lord or whatever you want to do, they have that down there for you. Here's my prayer. Next is in you. I'm praying you're teachable. I'm praying you don't build your next on a lie, so you repeat your now. I'm praying that you build it on truth. I pray you take an honest look yourself in the mirror. Where am I for real? I know what you tell people, but where are you really? How do you really feel about yourself, where you're at? Block everybody out, just you and God, and be honest with yourself. I want you to understand that you can't treat people how you feel. Many of us got many apologies we need to send out, because you done bit people's head off, Or you done overdid it based off how you feel, and then you change the next day. And they're left wondering, how do I interact with you? Treat people based off what's right for them. And honor people, and next is going to show up. Father, I thank you that next is just coming up. I know you've been through trial runs, you've made errors, you're trying this. Keep on going. God's going to show you your path. Some of you are here searching right now. You're trying to figure out, where do I go? What do I do? Your next is available. And God's going to show you when you humble yourself to his process for your life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Find three people and tell them, we got next.
Oh, come on, give God a hand of praise.